Consistency pays off. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Consistency pays off. Yes, how well we all know consistency pays off. It's so easy to start something and then not finish it and say that it didn't work. We start a course in weightlifting, and after the first week, we get a little tired of it, and we think, oh, what's the use? I don't see any progress. I don't see any benefit here. What's the use of doing it? And so we cut back, and pretty soon, we're not doing it all, and we think, oh, it didn't work. Weightlifting program didn't work. It didn't work for me to work on that health program for myself, because it just doesn't work. Well, what doesn't work is consistency without you backing it up. If we back up our ideas, our dreams, our goals, consistency pays off. It pays off in big and beautiful ways, and it pays off regularly. It doesn't just pay off once in a while, it pays off all the time. This is true in the use of affirmations. Many people think affirmations are wonderful, and they go to meditation retreats, and during the meditation retreat they have such beautiful impact upon themselves by the affirmations that they're making, and they feel the affirmations are so wonderful, and then after a time they drift away from using it. Well, that's the mind's tendency. That's the mind's program, is to make you drift away from whatever it is that you are doing so that you will not follow through. And when you don't follow through, interesting things happen to you. When you don't follow through, you just do not get the results that you want to have. Now, all of us would like to have fantastic results in our life from all of the things that we're working on and all the things that we're doing. And we don't get those results, and the results don't come, basically because we don't have the consistency to follow through. Now, do you want to have the consistency to follow through in every area of your life and have beautiful things happening to you? Do you want to have that? Or do you want to not have that? Do you want to not have those things happening to you so that you don't get the benefit from them? What is it that you really want out of life? What is it that you really think is important to you? Do you think that living a harmonious, happy, fulfilled, healthy life is important? Then it is necessary for you to have happy, harmonious, fulfilled thoughts at all times about yourself. If you don't, then you will not have the results that you want. It's just that simple. If ever you allow a child to disobey the program, then that's the beginning. That's the beginning of the end. The child will disobey the program and will not cooperate with the program, and you will say, oh, it didn't work. The program didn't work. And truly, is it the program that didn't work? Or is it your consistency that didn't work? Our consistency is so tremendously important. It's so tremendously important for us to follow through on everything we do, because if we don't, we won't get the results. If we don't follow through on everything we do, we don't get the results. Whether it's playing on the piano, whether it's doing any number of things that we think are exciting or important for us to do, it doesn't really matter what they are, because if we don't follow through, we just don't get the results. Now, what would you like to have happen in your life? Would you like to have riches? Would you like to have health? Would you like to have beautiful relationships? Would you like to have friends? Would you like to have a family filled with harmonious people? Would you like to have all the wonderful things that would make up for making your life just feel so rich and so fulfilled? Well, if you do, then it's very necessary to every single moment of your life to say, I like me. Because if you like yourself, then what you're doing is you're putting a cause in motion for having likable experiences in your life. If you don't like yourself, if you go around acting like you don't like yourself and telling you that you don't like yourself and doing things that you don't like yourself, then what you're going to do to yourself is not be nice to yourself. People who like themselves have wonderful things happen in their life. And people who don't like themselves have not wonderful things happen in their life. You say, well, how can that be? I mean, you know, I know a lot of people who are rich and who are healthy and who have these things. Yeah, yeah. In those areas, they like themselves. But in other areas, in areas of relationships, in areas of romance, of marriage, of sharing, of friends, they are a big zero. And the reason that they're a big nothing is that they give nothing to it. They give nothing to it. They don't, in their everyday thoughts, say, gee, this wonderful world. Oh, I'm surrounded by so many wonderful friends. Oh, this is a great time. Life is wonderful. Everything is beautiful. And when you say those things, you build that up in your life. Now, our tendency is to have in our life exactly what we think about ourselves. And when we think about ourselves that life is just a big bore and life is just an unhappy circumstance, well, that's what we have in our life. Now, is that what you want in your life? Is that the type of experiences that you want to have in your life? Well, go right on thinking that life is not happy and that life is not fulfilling and that life is not wonderful. I was offline for a few days and my computer could not receive or send any emails. I just had to use my computer as a typewriter, and that's not a bad thing to do, and I use it as a typewriter. And then I had our computer man come in here, and he told me that I am broadband. And I said, what? I said, I didn't think I was broadband. I thought I was just in on your wonderful cables, or that is, you know, on the you have an antenna on top of this mountain, antenna on top of that mountain, and an antenna at our place, and so we're receiving the signals from those antennas. He says, that's broadband. He says, you got broadband. You're just like downtown. Now, up until he said that, I always thought we were out here in the country, and that we had limited band service from the internet, and that we were, you know, just sort of okay, but not the best. And then he says, you're the best. And my whole attitude changed about my band. And now I know that we've got everything. So now I'm going to expect everything out of my computer. And in expecting everything out of my computer says, oh, I have to go to work here now. Well, see, that's my mind. My mind is saying, oh, I got to go to work now. And so it's going to go to work. I'm going to treat my computer like it's a broadband computer, and I'm going to have responses from it as a broadband computer. And this is very wonderful, because it puts me in a different framework relative to my expectations of my work. This morning I received a lovely email from Katerina down in New Zealand. And she says, welcome back online. Here's something to brighten up your day. And so she sent me a series of pictures. And these pictures are just tremendous. They take you from a black and white picture into the most beautiful, deep, lovely colors you could ever imagine. They are just fantastic. And the pictures are so charming. They're life's more gentle side. They're of the sunset, of the sunrise, of a kitten, of a swan, of all sorts of lovely pictures that are just making your heart tingle as you look at them. Now, what did Katerina do when she sent that? Katerina says, I like me. I'm a nice girl. I'm a happy lady. And so she sent that to me. Now, she says, Herb, you're a happy guy. You're a wonderful guy. I'm sending that to you because you would appreciate this. And she is so right. She is so right. I live my life in a state of happiness, in a state of appreciation, in a state of joy. And in every circumstance, I find joy. Even when I have to correct mistakes that I've made, I find joy. Hey, it's okay. I made a mistake. Okay. Now, I'll remember and I'll learn by that mistake. I'm not going to make the mistake again, but I'll learn it by that mistake. I will take everything I do and give it my wholehearted attention, give it my entire thoughts of love and joy and peace, that everything I do is done because it's fun. Everything I do is done because it's a lovely thing to do. I'm a happy, happy person. And in that way, my life is happy. Now, only as I am consistent in this is it going to come about. If I'm going to let a little stub toe now and then upset me, then I'm inconsistent. I'm not saying, all is in divine order, I feel wonderful. How can you feel wonderful? You just stub your toe. My toe is holding perfect, my toe is holding perfect, boom, and it's holding perfect. Now, you see, I don't go around telling you I stubbed my toe. I only tell me, I shouldn't even tell me, but when I am aware that I stubbed my toe, I instantly say, I'm holding perfect. I don't dwell on the toe having been stubbed, and the toe does not hurt. Oh, come on now, how can that be? Yes, the toe does not hurt. The toe does not hurt because I have put a new cause in motion, that all is in divine order, all is in divine order. And you know, since I've been doing that, since I've been consistently doing that, I can't remember the last time I stubbed my toe. I used to stub my toe every so often. I'd be clumsy every so often. And then I said, hey, I'm young, dynamic, vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm wonderful. And then I stopped stubbing my toe. When I began taking a new image of myself, then I began having new activities in my life. Now, does consistency work? Sure. I know lots of people who are complaining all the time, and they got lots to complain about. And I know other people who are finding joy in life and happiness in life and think that life is just wonderful, and they have lots to make life wonderful. They have things that would make life not wonderful, too, if they wanted to give it power. But they give power only to the things that make life wonderful for them. Now, is this what you want out of life? It's sure what I want out of life. And so I'm going to give my consistency, I'm going to give my power to those things that uplift, build, magnify, and make me feel just wonderful. That's my choice. I don't need to feel sad, and why should I give power to feeling sad? I don't need to feel I got problems, why should I give power to feeling problems? I don't need to be on the other side of the slate, I'm on the positive side. I like me. I'm divine order, I'm peace. Wow! And with consistency, that's all I know. Join me. Consistency works. But you gotta work it. I love you. I love you. I love you.